Welcome back to the Flood Insurance Guru Podcast. My name is Chris Green, your host and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru. Today, we are talking about Birmingham, Alabama. We're talking about a question, honestly, we have been getting probably 10 times a day, and that is, flood insurance premiums in Birmingham are skyrocketing. What can I do and why is this happening? What can I expect to see in the future? So we're going to discuss all those things in this video. In this podcast. When you create video blogs and podcast all day long, sometimes you get mixed up. So sorry about that. But by the time you get done listening to this podcast, you're going to know exactly what to do in 2024. And you're going to know exactly what to do to minimize your premiums, and even your flood risk in Birmingham, Alabama. But before we get started on that, remember, if you've got questions about flood insurance, elevation certificates, hey, can I change my flood zone? Visit our website, floodinsuranceguru.com. We've got links in the Learning Center and everything there where you can look and see if maybe you qualify for a flood zone change. What are the best flood insurance options for you? Also, if you like the content you're hearing in this podcast, make sure to leave us a review and subscribe. It's the only way other people know about this. So let's talk about today's topic. And we're talking about these rising flood insurance premiums in Birmingham, Alabama. Let me tell you, for someone who grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, I remember when 280 had one red light. I remember when my dad went to work for the power company on 280 in 1991, and he had about a two-minute commute to work. I remember when he retired in 2017, and his commute had gone from 2 minutes to 12 minutes. Simply by adding the red lights. And you see, when you think about this land development, how Birmingham and Alabama in general has just blown up the last 15, 20 years, then you can see a lot of why flood risk is changing. You see, when you put the cement in place, water's got to go somewhere. It can no longer soak into the ground, so it's got to run off somewhere. So as we continue to develop these areas like Pelham, Alabama, Alabaster, you know, things keep going further south and south. I used to live in Calera. I used to work in Homewood. You know, all these areas are developing. There's only so many places for people to go. We keep building houses on top of house, on top of another house. There's nowhere for the water to go. There's a lot more people. So this is one of the reasons why we are seeing such a massive rise in flood insurance premiums in Birmingham, Alabama. You know, just a few years ago, I remember when the average flood insurance premium was less than $500 a year. Now, going into 2024, that average is up above $750. You know, that is a 50% increase in the average premium. So let's talk about some other reasons why this might be happening. Let's go back to 2021. This was probably the worst flood event in Birmingham history. You had 82 home rescues in Pelham, Alabama in 2 hours because you had more than 10 inches of rain that fell in 4 hours. You had Hoover, Alabama, where the interstates turned into rushing rivers. There was just nowhere for water to go. I remember we had customers whose properties had flooded even before they could get moved in after closing on the properties. You know, properties that had never flooded before had now flooded because of this event. Now, why did this event happen? Well, this event was a result, direct result, really, of a certain weather pattern that happened. And when that weather pattern happened, there was nowhere for this amount of water to go. Look, it doesn't matter what flood zone you're in when something like this happens. Whether you're in a flood zone X, which is considered to be a lower risk flood zone, if you're in flood zone A or AE, which is going to be your high risk, it's not going to matter when this amount of rainfall happens. Water just has nowhere to go, which is why this event happened in 2021. So, what can we expect in 2024? And what can you potentially do to protect your property and minimize your premiums? Well, let's talk about, first of all, what can you do? The first thing is always looking at your flood insurance options. You should always be looking at the National Flood Insurance Program, and you should always be looking at private flood insurance. As your renewal comes up, you're probably going to see rate increases from the National Flood Insurance Program probably around that 15 to 20% mark as they start to look at the replacement cost of a property, flooding frequency like this event, where you start to see a lot of increases here as they start to change these things and don't have just a set table anymore on rates. On the private side, just because you have a private policy does not mean you may have the best private policy. It's very important that you're always shopping this private policy each year at renewal. You know, whoever you're getting these quotes to, make sure you're getting three different private flood insurance quotes, comparing it to the national average. You want to know, hey, can you explain to me what my flood risk is on this property? You can see how your flood risk is maybe changing over time. Maybe it's going up. Maybe it's going down. So those are some things you can do from the flood insurance option standpoint. Now, what about an elevation certificate? Elevation certificate potentially could help your rates with the National Flood Insurance Program or even private companies. Now, it's important to understand that if you've had flooding on your property in the past, the elevation certificate may not help you too much, because a lot of times people are using elevation certificates to change their flood zones because it used to really have a huge impact on rates. Now it has a bigger impact on whether a bank is going to require flood insurance than it does on rates. Something else that could potentially help your property, though, is having flood events installed. You know, I remember when the National Flood Insurance Program, these could change your rate by $2,000 or $3,000 a year. Now, in 2024, those premiums are very minimized when you put these flood events in with the National Flood Insurance Program, but they potentially may help with private companies. But more importantly, these flood events may also help protect your property from basically crumbling on you from the hydraulic pressure of the water. You know, we saw that during the event of 2021 where a lot of people had these flood vents where this water could enter the crawl space and it could go back out to the other side. So what can we expect to see now in 2024 as we go through all this? You know, what we're seeing right now as we enter the beginning of 2024 is we're still seeing major rate increases. One reason is rising replacement costs. You know, the increased flooding events, even though your property may not have been impacted, your neighborhood may not have been impacted. You know, a lot of these rating systems are looking at bigger areas. We're seeing where reinsurance costs. This is the actual insurance that insurance companies have to purchase to kind of protect themselves when large claims happen. The cost of that is very high compared to what it was 2 years ago. As a result, they're passing a lot of this expense down. So we'll continue to see these rates rise in 2024. Who knows? We may get closer to a $900 a year average. You know, we may be closer to that national average, which is right around that $1,000 mark. So it's very important that you understand, hey, where am I at? Where's the national average? Where's the average for Birmingham at? Where do I fall within all this? But more importantly, do I have the right coverage on my building? Do I have the right coverage on my contents? Am I going to have a temporary place to live if my property floods? You know, what does my premiums look like the next 2, 3, 4 years? So I can go ahead and plan for this. You know, you never want to get into a situation where you just simply can't afford a house because of insurance premiums. You know, we saw it happen after the 2021 flood where carriers were either not canceling policies. They were sending rates from $1,000 a year to $12,000. People just simply couldn't afford it. So you absolutely don't want to get in that situation. You always want to make sure maybe you're purchasing a property in Birmingham that you know the flood risk on that property. And you can actually find that on our website. If you just go to floodinsuranceguru.com, find my flood risk, you can get that information instantly so that you can make the decision that's best for you. My name is Chris Green, president and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to this podcast on why are flood insurance rates in Birmingham continuing to skyrocket, and what can you do about it? We look forward to having you on our next podcast. You know, make sure to subscribe here. You can also jump over to YouTube and check out our videos we put on there. Our learning centers are on our website. As I said, my name is Chris Green, president and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to today's podcast.